This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a stand-up comedian who has just released his seventh comedy special, Dimitri Deconstructed. Please welcome back to the Late Show, Dimitri Martin.
I feel like this is going well.
What?
This is going well.
This?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
All right.
All right. Let's not blow it. Let's not get cocky.
I just made it weird. All right.
No, not at all. You just got into town, I hear, from Los Angeles.
Yes, yes. I just came in yesterday.
You lived in New York for a long time.
I was here for, yeah, like 15 years.
Are you happy to be back? I mean, it's a great day to be here.
Great day. I feel so lucky to be back. I heard it wasn't so nice a couple days ago, So... I got super lucky. Thanks for having me. It's like a great reason to get to come back to New York.
Happy to have you, always.
I got to walk around today. I went to like places I used to go and hang out and everything. And it's weird though, like when you've lived somewhere for a while, you know, then you move. I'm like now 15 years in California, so it's as long as I was here. And I'm like, oh, I'm not local anymore. And I was walking around, it was beautiful. I went to Bryant Park, I had lunch. And then I had to pee, and I was like, oh, I forgot. You can't pee anywhere in New York. You guys know this, right? You can't pee anywhere. No one has a bathroom. They won't let you in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man. And then having perspective as an outsider now, I was like, oh, I get it now, because everybody's in such a rush in New York because they have to pee. People are trying to go. They're trying to get somewhere to pee. Even the cab drivers are like, you know, get out of the way. I got to pee.
Wow, yeah.
That kind of worked.
Right? Yeah. No, it makes sense. The corollary to that is there's nowhere to pee other than everywhere.
That's right.
That's right. The truth. That's the darker, deeper truth of
New York. Yes, no one can pee anywhere, but someone is peeing everywhere.
Right.
So it balances.
Yeah. It's been a little too long. It's been since right before COVID, the last time you were here.
Yes.
How have the last 4 years been treating you? What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been pretty good. My wife and I have a couple kids.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, yeah.
In the last 4 years.
No, they were there before, but we kept them. So, yeah, they've continued.
Good, sound wisdom, yeah.
They're 7 and 10.
Yep.
Not in that order. We did it the traditional. But they're good. My kids really wanted to have a pet. We don't have any pets. We don't have any relatives because I'm from the East Coast, so we don't have any family out there or anything.
Are you against pets?
No. I'm allergic to a lot of them, but I travel a lot. So that's the hard part is to... Then I'd be out of the picture. You know, I wouldn't be one of the caretakers. So it was really tough, but my kids really wanted to get a pet. So we did a little research, and we were like, what could we get them? Like, what's low maintenance, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tortoise. So the big news is we got a tortoise. It's our first pet.
Not a turtle, a tortoise.
A tortoise, I learned. The turtles are more like, it's wet, like water stuff. Tortoise.
You know the big difference. Tortoises live like 130 years.
Yeah, I know. This is...
You just got a generational pet. You've got great-grandchildren are going, damn you, Dimitri Martin.
And this is what happened. So I looked into it. So we got it's a baby tortoise.
A baby?
Sleeps 22 to 23 hours a day. So that's low maintenance. Eats a piece of lettuce. Like literally, all you got to give is like a piece. The poop is like the size of a dime or like a nickel. It's a very low maintenance pet. So we got the tortoise. It's just like, 3-4 weeks ago.
Sure. And they're very cuddly.
Very cuddly. I mean, so yes. my 2 days in, we're 2 days into it, and my son comes up to me and my wife, pulls us aside and says, listen, I can't handle the responsibility. I'm out.
The 7-year-old or the 10-year-old?
The 10-year-old.
10-year-old.
But that's exactly what he said. He said, I'm out. And I was like, wow, all right. 2 more days. My daughter lasts 2 more days. She's out. And so now, yeah, my wife and I have to take care of this thing for like 50 years.
And you're on the road a lot, so it's your wife.
It's her, yeah, it's her tortoise, so.
A lot of responsibility.
A lot of responsibility.
When you have an immortal pet.
That's right. I always want to put stickers on it.
What?
I feel like you could put stickers on it without hurting it, you know?
You probably,
I'm not doing that.
You probably are wrong.
I'm probably right.
I'm guessing something would come off when you peeled off the outside. Salmonella is what would come off.
Yes, you got to wash your hands a lot.
You don't talk about your kids in your set much.
No.
And I know you obviously love being a dad.
Yeah, I don't know them that well. I mean, you know, this...
Because, again, you're on the road.
They're young. Well, no, they haven't been around that long.
Oh, okay. 7 and 10. How long did you go on the road?
No, it's true. I do know them well. I know both.
Do they know what you do? Because I kind of kept what I did from my kids for a long time. Because
yes,
I was in character, and I was he's right, got my name and everything. I don't know.
And you protected your kids' privacy from what I remember. Like, I'm not broadcasting them. You know, we're doing it kind of more private. You know,
when they get
older, if they want to opt into this
I only
circus.
Talk about 3 of them.
Okay, that's good. So, yeah. So they get to know the difference.
Yeah.
This is what it's like for you.
Yeah.
No, with my kids... they do seem to know now what I do. And just last year, actually, my wife brought them to see me live for the first time, which was kind of exciting.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and it was cool because after the show, I came off stage and I was super excited to see what they would think. And my daughter was there, first person I saw when I got off. And she came up to me right away and she gave me a hug and she whispered in my ear and she said, I said, you know, what'd you think? And she said, we watched for a few minutes and then it got boring, so we came backstage. So she was punished severely.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't neg your dad.
You don't do that.
Mm-mm. She doesn't go to college, no.
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 She will take care of that tortoise.
You got your another Netflix special here.
Yeah.
Dimitri Deconstructed.
Yes.
Okay, this is your 7th.
Yes. Okay, so the new special is the first in a trilogy. I'm trying something different. So 3 specials linked narratively. Each one stands on its own as a special, but it's going to be a large story. So this is part 1. My inspiration was Nouvelle Vague, French New Wave cinema, early 1960s, Paris. You see? It's going to kill. They love it. They love it.
Let's see what that means. Jim?
I'll do crowd work. Where's everybody from?
But this is on TV, so...
Hey, where are you from? What do you do? Email me.
I just saw myself staring at it like, uh-oh.
Dimitri, wonderful to see you as always. Dimitri Deconstructed is on Netflix now. It's Dimitri Martin, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.